This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, and we want to hear from you if you have questions about health and nutrition or prescription drugs. If you have a comment or success story you would like to share, something you may have heard about or read about that you'd like clarification on, especially when it comes to skin. I've been doing skin health for many, many years, know a lot about the skin and about the immune system. If you have questions about anything that's going on with this COVID-19 and this corona crazy time that we're living in, we want to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Onyinye Anike is the author of Purposefully Authentic, a comprehensive guide to your power, to how to increase your power, mindfulness, and discover your authentic self. She's going to talk to us about how we can find purpose in difficult times. Now, come up at the bottom of the hour, get your calls next segment. I have been I've been just totally focused on inspiration in this really hectic, chaotic, epochal, historic time that we're living through. Inspiration is more and more, it is becoming more and more important every day. If you're following the news, I watch the news from a historical perspective. I don't watch the news because I believe what they're telling me. I watch the news because I want to know what they're trying to get me to think. And if you watch the news, keeping in mind healthy skepticism, maintaining healthy skepticism, not believing what they say, but trying to see what the narrative is, what narrative is being created. When you watch the news, a narrative is being created. A story is being told to you. The story that's being told to us now is that infections are increasing. Infections are going through the roof. States are going to close down. Texas, Florida, and California. More and more states are mandating masks. And come November, with the new administration, assuming there's going to be a new administration, it's going to be federally mandated, or at least they're going to be promoting federally mandating mask wearing. That's what we're starting to see now. Starting to see more and more infections. Nobody's talking about deaths, by the way. You notice they don't talk about deaths. They talk about infections. This horrible word, infections. Everybody's going to be infected. Well, listen, folks. Viruses are everywhere. Being infected is not a big deal. Being infected is not a big deal. Viruses are everywhere. And when they test you, you don't even know if you're infected anyway because the tests aren't accurate. So the story that's being told, the narrative that's being told, is that there's this horrible thing out there, and we all got to be protected, and we all got to be scared, and we all need the federal government and the state government and our municipalities and the police and the law enforcement to protect us. And now if you don't wear a mask, you're somehow going to kill people. I literally heard somebody on TV, a governor on TV, saying, we are going to kill people if we don't wear masks. Dexamethasone
a steroid drug is now in short supply. A paper came out a couple weeks ago about how dexamethasone, a steroid drug, improves survival in COVID-19. So now dexamethasone is in short supply. Today, this is from the Wall Street Journal. COVID-19 drug remdesivir to cost $3,120 for a typical patient on private insurance. This is craziness, people. Build your immune system. And by the way, more and more evidence is showing that this is a blood disease, not a respiratory. This is initially a blood disease, and respiratory symptoms are secondary. How many times on this program have I said, all disease is cell disease, and all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood? Why is it that some people become symptomatic? Why is it that some people need to be hospitalized? Why is it that some people die in a very small percentage, by the way? It's because their blood is toxic. It's because they're sick, because they're comorbid. Clean the blood, as always. And the thing about cleaning the blood, and the thing about the strategies we talk about in this program every day, and I've been talking about for decades, is we can do it ourselves. We can do it ourselves. This idea of being medicalized, this idea of having government authorities and law enforcement take care of our health for us, is obscene and anti-human being. And why do we accept it? Why do we, in present company excluded, of course, why do we as a culture accept this? It's because we've been dumbed down and domesticated and don't believe we can take care of it ourselves. We believe we need health authorities. We believe we need somebody else to write our health story for us. It's not fair. It's mean. It's anti-human being. It's misanthropic. It's evil. Don't buy into it. All right, that's my rant for this morning. 844-236-6010. Onyinye Anike is going to come up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about how you can live a purposeful life in difficult times, how you can find purpose in difficult times. Last couple of programs, we've been talking about the thyroid, and we've been talking about the relationship between the adrenal glands and the thyroid, the three points in the triangle of disease. Return to the three points in the triangle of disease. Not only will you protect yourself from infections that are out there, but you will also be increasing your longevity and decreasing the risks of chronic disease. Chronic disease is the end result of lifestyle choices that involve the three points on the triangle of disease. Always return to the triangle of disease. When it comes to the thyroid, one of the first jumping off points from the thyroid to the general system of the body is the cardiovascular system. When the thyroid starts to slow down, the blood circulation starts to become depressed. Blood fats start to accumulate, and that includes cholesterol, by the way. Once the circulation and the heart starts to slow down, once the circulation is affected, nutrient delivery to cells is affected, oxygenation to cells is affected, and ultimately toxicity starts to build up. And this is where disease really comes from. And if this viral infection is largely a blood problem, first and foremost, it's a blood problem. You can see the relationship between hypothyroidism and becoming symptomatic. Work on your thyroid, but you can't just work on the thyroid. The thyroid itself is secondary to the adrenal glands and the digestive system and the blood sugar system. Nobody can just work on the thyroid. You can take iodine, yes, you need to take iodine, absolutely. Vitamin A is probably also important for the thyroid. Selenium is important for thyroid hormone. These are all important, but the real way to work on the thyroid is to focus on the adrenal glands, your stress hormones, to focus on the blood sugar system, to not eat the crappy food, and to reduce your caloric intake, and to use fiber to mop up excess sugar. And then to focus on the health of the digestive system, especially the gut, especially the microbiome. The microbiome is the key to everything. When we talk about the digestive system, leaky gut is definitely a factor. But largely when we talk about digestive health, we're talking about the health of the microbiome. And no matter how healthy you think you're eating, and no matter how healthy you think your lifestyle is, if you're drinking the water, or you're eating food that's been grown in municipal water or using municipal water, or you're eating fish or drinking milk or eating dairy foods or meat for that matter, you're getting antibiotics. If you're getting antibiotics, you're going to be killing off the microbiome. The microbiome is the main source of overall body health. It's where our health comes from, which is very ironic, by the way, that our overall body health is the end result of the functioning of the most primitive and humble creatures on the planet, the bacteria. Among the most critical and humble creatures on the planet are responsible for our health. The soil of our intestine contains the trillions of humble little bacterial cells that are responsible for maintaining our immunity, maintaining our digestive health, maintaining our ability to absorb nutrition from our foods, and keep us healthy all around.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, we are back on the bright side. Onyinye Anike, author of Increasing a Purposefully Authentic, a Comprehensive Guide to Your Power, to How to Increase Your Power, Mindfulness, and Discover Your Authentic Self. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about how you can find purpose in difficult times. And we'll take your calls this segment, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, we'd love to have you. You can start a business, a home-based business. Now is a perfect time to start a home-based business, become financially independent, take care of your financial health as well as your physical health with longevity products and helping spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also would like to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon, oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. I've been formulating for many, many years. You don't need a lot of skin. There's not a lot of ingredients you need on your skin. You need vitamin C. You need retinol. You need minerals, electrolytes, that is. And some kind of stimulus like an alpha hydroxy acid or maybe a beta hydroxy acid. That's pretty much it, folks. There's so many skincare products out there because there's so much misunderstanding of the skin. I've been going back and forth on Facebook with some people about retinol. Retinol is a form of vitamin A, very important form of vitamin A. Vitamin A is just ridiculously valuable. It's not a vitamin. It's really a hormone. Before we went to break, we were talking about the thyroid. Vitamin A is very important for the thyroid. Vitamin A is a building vitamin. I'm calling it a vitamin because colloquially we refer to it as such, but really it's a hormone, which means it turns on cells. Vitamins help hormones turn on. And vitamin A is a turn-on. It turns on cells. It's an activator. Vitamins facilitate. Absolutely, they're important. They're essential facilitators. They allow chemistry to proceed effectively. But hormones are much more powerful. Vitamin A and vitamin D, for that matter, are hormones. They're super, super important. They're hormones that the body doesn't make. That makes them uber important to supplement with or to get in your diet. Now, vitamin D, of course, you get from the sun. But vitamin A needs to be obtained from the diet or from supplements. And if you're not supplementing, you're not getting it in your diet, you are missing a major, major immune-boosting, health-promoting, anti-aging vitamin or supplement or substance. On the skin, vitamin A also has dramatic effects in its retinol form. In its retinol or retinoic acid form. And I've been going back and forth with some people about vitamin C and retinol and vitamin A. There's this idea out there in the zeitgeist, in the crazy world of skincare, that vitamin C and vitamin A shouldn't be used together topically. If you've heard that, it's not true. They work wonderfully together topically, and I've been using them topically for years. I put them both together in my Truth Retinol 5% and Truth Retinol 1% gel. And you guys, if you're not using Truth Retinol 1% gel or Truth Retinol 5% gel, you are missing a powerful anti-aging, wrinkle-fighting, skin health-promoting topical product. You can find out all our Truth products, including our retinol gels, retinol 1% and retinol 5% gels at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we'll get you a call here in just a second. I got a text from Elaine, who is a friend of mine and a caller. She also uses our Truth Treatments. In fact, she sells Truth Treatments. And she wanted me, I think you're listening, Elaine, I want to talk about infusion therapy for multiple sclerosis. I assume when you say infusion therapy, you're talking about intravenous infusion. I'm a big believer in IV nutrition, big believer. And I really think if we cared about health in this country as a country, if the government really cared about health, which they don't, they care about making money from health, they don't care about the health of their citizens, so no problem, we can do it ourselves. If we really care about health, we will take advantage of IV nutrition, especially IV vitamin C. For multiple sclerosis, IV vitamin C is, IV vitamin C is important for everything. Vitamin C is just so unbelievably valuable. I was doing a George Norrie show, Beyond Belief, a couple weeks ago, and he asked me, what's the most important vitamin? And I always feel uncomfortable when people ask about the most important vitamin. So it's kind of, I didn't really know how to answer it. But when I thought about it for a second, I said, you know what? If I had to pick the most important vitamin, which I don't want to do, but if I had to, I'd say vitamin C. Because it's got so many things that it does. And it's so non-toxic. I used to tell a joke. I said, when a drug goes to bed at night, when prednisone goes to bed at night, it dreams it was vitamin C. Why? Because the dream drug to a drug company, to a pharmaceutical company, is a drug that has tremendous benefits, no toxicity. The relationship between its therapeutic value and its toxicity is a major criteria for determining the value of a drug. There's lots of drugs out there that have lots of toxicity, but there's no drugs that have no toxicity and incredible therapeutic value. Vitamin C is such a drug. And I call it a drug, but it's not a drug, obviously. But it has that kind of medicinal effect. It is so unbelievably protective. It's so unbelievably anti-aging. It is so unbelievably valuable for anyone who's dealing with stress. If you have multiple sclerosis, that's a major stress. Multiple sclerosis, by the way, MS, is an autoimmune disease. All autoimmune diseases are the manifestations of tremendous duress. Tremendous duress. And somebody who's dealing with MS, you can't imagine the misery that's associated with that. And it's progressive, and there's nothing the doctor can do. You're wasting your time if you go try to be medicalized. You're completely wasting your time, worse than wasting your time. You're making the condition worse with the drugs that you're taking. The immune suppressants that they give you. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir here to a certain extent, but if there's even one person out there who's thinking that the medical model can save them from some kind of autoimmune horror, you're barking up the wrong tree. It ain't going to happen. Work on your digestive system first and foremost. The microbiome, the key to everything, especially immunity. Do vitamin C, high dose, intravenous if possible. Selenium intravenous, glutathione. Actually, glutathione is probably next to vitamin C, the most important thing you could put in your IV infusion. Glutathione and vitamin C, my dear. Throw in some selenium and the B-complex probably as well. And do it regularly. Thanks for the note, Elaine. Let's get a call in before we go to break. Onyinye Anike coming up at the bottom of the hour, how we can find purpose in difficult times. Carl, the Truth Raider, what's going on, buddy?
Happy and healthy morning to you, Ben.
Thank you,
my
friend.
This is my idea for a stimulus package.
Okay.
Instead of sending the full $1,200, you can send $1,100, and the other $100 would be for a sampler of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, some turmeric, copper supplements, zinc picolinate, a certain amount of zinc picolinate, and some coupons for the best chicken soup.
That sounds like my kind of healthcare protocol. Thank you, Carl the Truth Raider. What are the odds that's going to happen?
You got a better chance of a snowflake in the microwave.
Right, exactly. Because we need our dexamethasone and our remsidivir and our biologic immune boosters, our biologic immune therapy. This is craziness. We're on planet crazy. Thank you so much, Carl, the Truth Raider. Appreciate your call. Take care, buddy. Be good. All right. Onyinye Anike, how you can find purpose in difficult times. Coming up next, you're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged for the death of George Floyd are due in court today.
Derek Chauvin, the most seriously charged with second and third degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll says a quarter of that city's police force is now considering either quitting or retiring.
An officer did a horrific thing, but you don't get to paint the whole department with that same brush. That's stereotyping in the worst way.
A U.S. House panel is to hear today from some of the people who were cleared from a park across the street from the White House just before President Trump posed for photos holding a Bible outside a historic church. And this is USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program could be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died. One has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person as well as the gunman dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillan, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, also at brightside at benfuchsarchives.com. brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com both have our archives, and there's a search engine up at benfuchsarchives.com. You can purchase Youngevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and all our True Skin Health products compound, formulated in my compounding pharmacy, originally for wounds and for burns and for traumas, repurposed for beauty, because health is beauty and healing is beauty. You can find all our True Treatment products without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifier, silicone, water, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. All at TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. And if you go to TruthReviewed, with a D, TruthReviewed.com, you will get our hundreds
of 5-star reviews. If you're on the bubble about Truth Treatments, go to truthreviewed.com and check out our probably close to 500 5-star reviews. Truthreviewed.com. All up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, we're going to talk to Onyinye Anike. I hope I said that right. About our book, Purposefully Authentic, How You Can Find Purpose in Difficult Times. These are definitely difficult times, and how you find purpose is a majorly relevant question. Please welcome to the bright side, Onyinye Anike. Greetings, Onyinye. Did I say that correct?
Oh, yes, you did. Good morning.
I said that. Nice to talk to you this morning. So your book is Purposefully Authentic. And there's two keywords there that I take that I'm picking up here. I'm picking up the word purpose, and I'm picking up the word authentic. Tell us about the relationship between those two, purpose and authenticity.
Yeah. So your purpose, as I have found and defined it, is kind of your guiding light, your mission, your reason for being. What wakes you up in the morning and keeps you grounded, no matter what the situation may be. Going on in the world, as you can see. When it comes to authentic, if you're living your purpose, then you're authentic to that. You're staying grounded and in alignment with your values, your beliefs, your calling, and it's very hard to separate the two. Because if you're living on your purpose, then you are authentic to that. You are showing up in the world in a way that is in alignment for you and your values, and with a guidance of what that is, and you're embodying it in your life.
Do you think it's difficult to be authentic?
I think it is. We live in a world where we're told what we should be and what we should do, and we take on these roles and expectations that have been kind of given to us, whether it's from our caretakers or society or the media. And so we fear what being authentic really means, and that's being vulnerable and open, and that's being our true selves. And we don't know if that will be accepted because we don't have very few examples of people who are truly their authentic selves. And so we fear that. And so many people are not, I believe, living authentic to themselves.
So what is the big fear about being authentic? You talk about how there's an element of vulnerability to the authenticity. What can go wrong when you're authentic?
When you're authentic, you open yourself up to people and their judgments or the rejection of what that looks like for you and for themselves. And so I literally work with women particularly who, you know, they want to express who they are. They want to be able to express their ideas and their values and their beliefs and just themselves with their families or friends or society. But there is that fear of rejection, of judgment, of not being fully accepted. And so we conform to what we believe society and our friends and the world wants of us instead of truly shining our light and our uniqueness and our gifts.
How much of this do you think is a result of parenting, parenting skills or lack thereof? Parenting skills or lack of parenting skills?
Oh, I love that. I think a big part, I definitely think a big part of it is our experiences at a young age, because that's where we get our understanding of the world. And so if we are being, our parents don't themselves feel comfortable or safe being authentic to who they are, they're going to show that to their kids, and they're going to role model that. They're going to put things in place to be like, well, no, don't show up this way because it's not acceptable in society or culture or whatever. And so we take on that perception, we take on that mindset, and so we go into the world with the thought that if I show who I truly am or authentic to myself, I will be rejected. And so a big part of it, yes, is your, you know, parenting and what experience you have within your childhood.
So it's like a parent. One of the greatest gifts a parent can give a child is the gift of unconditional acceptance, accepting that child for whatever that child is. Do you agree?
Yeah, correct.
And it seems to me like that's where it all begins, is from parents saying no, or parents saying you should be like this. Even if they don't literally say it, they imply it, but they reward the child for being like them or in a way that they want them to be. Religions do this a lot, don't you think?
You said what? I'm sorry.
I say, don't religions do that a lot, encourage children to be like the religion wants them to be rather than the child wants them to be, that the child wants him or herself to be?
Yeah, I definitely could see that. I identify as Christian, and growing up in a Christian household, there's definitely rules and regulations of what you should be according to what your parents believe, according to what they've been taught. And it definitely, I believe, is a big barrier to actually giving the child the opportunity to fully express who they are and to understand who they are. Because I believe we're all born with gifts and talents that are unique to us. And if we are stifled at a young age, we're not able to creatively understand or express ourselves fully in order to become our highest self as adults.
So I always hear people talking about purpose, finding their purpose. People want to know what their purpose is. You're writing a book about being purposeful. Why is it that, first of all, what is a purpose? What does that really mean? And why is it so difficult to find our purpose, why we're here on Earth? What is the block to that?
So purpose means so many different things to so many people. I see it as a journey. We're constantly on this journey to reach our highest version of ourselves. As we've been on this earth to do. And so when I think about purpose, it's your mission. It's your reason for being. It's that, again, the thing that wakes you up in the morning. It's what keeps you grounded and aligned when everything else around you may be going in chaos. It's your guiding light. And I believe it's difficult, and what I've seen, for people to find and uncover their purpose, because there's a fear around it. There's uncertainty. What does that really mean to find your purpose? And we shy away from that. We don't like the thought of, like, actually have to, like, live on purpose. And what exactly does that look like? Because a purpose journey, like what I take my focus on, requires self-awareness. It requires them actually going deep and go unpacking a lot of the things, like you said, the childhood experiences or expectations that we put on ourselves, that have been put on us from society and so forth. And so they have to do that work. And that work is scary because a lot of us are really complacent and comfortable in our comfort zone. And this
okay, so you said something very interesting. You said self-awareness, which is one of my favorite topics. How do we become self-aware? I want to talk about that and how it relates to purpose and also how it relates to our fear of finding our purpose. We're talking to Onyinye Anike. Her book is Purposefully Authentic. I am Pharmacist Ben.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Onyinye Anike. Her website is onyinyeanike.com. That's onyinyeanike.com. Talking about her book, Comprehensive Guide to Unleash Your Purpose, Increase Your Mindfulness, and Discover Your Authentic Self. Purposefully Authentic. She's got another book coming out here soon. Actually, is it out already, your new book? Yes, she can?
No, not yet. The ending of this July.
Ending in July. All right. Before I get to break, you were talking about self-awareness. And I love that idea of self-awareness. A couple things. First of all, why is it so difficult for people to dive into themselves, to become self-aware rather than superficially reacting? And what is the downside to not being self-aware?
Great question. We as human beings tend to protect ourselves. Self-awareness requires deep reflection and discernment. Is the way I see it. Self-awareness requires us actually tapping into our thoughts and our emotions and actually sitting with them and understanding them. And we operate on autopilot so much that we don't do it, or when we do it, there's fear that comes up because we are faced with sometimes our inadequacies or our pains or our past or all these things, and we make a story out of them, a narrative in our head. And we want to squash it subconsciously down and not actually address it. And so that's why so many people are fearful of actually tapping into that. But it's so powerful when you do, because you become more proactive and you become empowered because you're no more reactive. You have a better understanding of the thoughts you have in your mind, right, and where that's coming from. A lot of us hold limiting beliefs that keep us from reaching our full potential because of, again, things that we were told in childhood or through media that we take as truth, even though it may not always be, and we place a certain burden on ourselves of what that truth is. So I'm not confident, I'm not good enough, I'm not whatever it may be. And we subconsciously run with this narrative in our brains and live our lives like that. But if we become self-aware, we can reflect and say, where is this coming from? You know, unpack all of that and then start doing the work to unpack and to finally reaffirm ourselves and put in place narratives that can benefit us and to actually help us start to reach our full potential and our purpose in life.
Do you think there are
self-serving or nefarious forces that will fill the vacuum of a lack of self-awareness?
Yes, I 100% agree with that. And yes, when you're not self-aware, then you open yourself up to other people's influences and perspectives and perceptions that may not be in alignment for you. And so there are, you know, I always say be careful of what you consume, whether that's like the physical food, but also what you're watching on TV, right? The news and all these other things, because if you're not self-aware, you are unconsciously being influenced by that, whether it be for the good or for the bad, and you're taking that viewpoint or perspective, and that's how you're showing up in the world. And if you don't know like that's happening, if you're not checking yourself mentally and seeing what's coming up, what are my thoughts, what are my ideas, what am I believing about this, then you fall very easily into whatever ideology or perspective they want you to take, because you're not self-aware of what you're thinking or what you're believing or what you're feeling. The same way with like our thoughts dictate our emotions. So if I want you to feel a certain emotion, I can show you a certain thing. But if you're not aware that like this thing is triggering these certain emotions in yourself, you're going to react a certain way, because now I know like this is the trigger, and you're not self-aware of, oh, that thought is causing this feeling because I saw this, and this is my understanding and belief about it, and leading to thinking this way, which is leading to this emotion, this emotional response.
Where does a drug addiction fit into this equation? Or any addiction, not just drug addiction, but any addiction?
So addiction is a little bit more complicated, but addiction is also not being aware of what the underlying belief or thought is around that. So addiction helps to, I think, justify a certain pleasure, right? We as human beings are always running away from pain and jumping into something, anything that's a pleasure. And addiction is feeding that pleasure mechanism. And if you're not aware of the pain you are trying to get away from by consuming or being, utilizing a certain drug or whatever it may be, addiction to do it, you're going to stay stuck in that, because it becomes habitual. Your brain gets used to like that, to going for that drug or for that certain feeling. And so if you are able to become aware of what is it that you're running away from, because addiction is helping us get away from some type of pain, whatever it may be, emotional, mental, physical, whatever it may be. And so if we are aware of what that pain is, and we are able to put that out on the table, how I like to say it, like to brain dump all that, we can start to put the pieces together and heal from that, so that we no longer are trapped by the addictive, the need to get that pleasure from that addiction, whether it's, you know, get drugs, alcohol, whatever, in order to fill that void or to mask that pain.
So addiction is kind of like a self-medication. And if you don't know what the sickness is, then you can't cure the addiction.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's why willpower doesn't work, probably.
Yes, that's exactly why willpower doesn't work. We cannot rely on willpower. We have to be able to get to the root of the problem. And that's the only way to actually start to the process of healing and working through it and evolving it, is to finally actually understand what is the problem. You know, you don't go to a doctor and they say you have some kind of pain and go, all right, just give me a Band-Aid, let's call it a day. No, they have to get down to like what is, they should be going down to what is the root of the cause of this problem that you're having, these headaches or whatever, and diagnose that and take care of that in the most ethical way possible. And so it's the same way with any addiction. What is the root of the problem is the first step towards healing.
So somebody comes to your practice or comes to you, and they're lost. They don't know their purpose. They're addicted. They're just having an unsatisfying life. I imagine you take us through a treatment or a protocol that you would apply, and take us through a protocol that somebody who's listening can apply for themselves. To give us the steps that you take, and then do it so that somebody who's listening to this program right now can do it for themselves.
Yeah. So I'm a coach, so I don't also prescribe any medicine or anything like that. I'm not a therapist or a counselor. But part of my program is we start with, like I said, self-awareness. I think that's so important, is to become self-aware. And so that requires a series of journaling around their thoughts. What is coming up for them? What are their thoughts? What are things that have been holding them back? So really, what are their challenges? And then what are the thoughts that come up for you when you are in those challenges or feeling that way. Really put them out on paper, because when it's in our heads, we tend to push it down and forget about it conveniently. And so when it's on paper, you can't run away from it when you're watching it and seeing it in your face. So having them put that down and then reworking those thought processes, that belief, because our brain is meant to conserve energy. And so it will repeat certain thoughts because it's what it knows its whole life. So in order to reprogram that, we have to put new thoughts in, but we also need to get it into the habit of saying those new thoughts. And so I have them go through a process of affirmations and drilling it down and then putting it in places in the house where they can start to repeat those affirmations and see on a daily basis so that their brains can start to rewire that. And that's one of the first parts of it is self-awareness. And then we look into, again, the purpose. So that's usually when they're coming is to find out what is their purpose. And that is taking, I call it the purpose pathway journey. And it's basically going through from childhood until adulthood, what were their gifts, their talents, their skills, their experiences? What is their life trying to tell them in terms of their purpose? What are they put on this earth to do? What are their experiences and their skills? And putting the puzzle pieces together of that and coming up with something and how then they want to live that out. So some people, it's a career. They want to, like, change their career now because they want to be focused on that career path to be aligned with their purpose. For others, it's just a way of being. They're standing grounded in their purpose, and so they want to just show up differently. The way they live their life is differently. If that's their role that they want to take, and then from there, helping them to acquire a growth mindset, which is extremely important, because a lot of us are on fixed mindset, which is limiting. Growth mindset says we know that we are able to change. Change is not a scary thing. We have the ability to learn what we don't know. We don't have to get stuck in the old way of being. And so helping them cultivate that growth mindset so that they know that they are capable and able to make the change and to sustain it.
Onyinye, we're out of time. That's very interesting stuff, though. Good job, Onyinye. Thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. Onyinye Anike, the book is purposefully authentic. OnyinyeAnike.com, OnyinyeAnike.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.